Okay, good evening. This Shabbos, we are privileged to read Parashas Chayei Sarah, the fifth parasha of Chumash, the number five, which we'll get into shortly. This Shabbos is also Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev, which means that this Shabbos, we make a transition from Mar Cheshvan to Kislev, from Mazel Akrav to Mazel Keshes, and we enter the month in which we have the great Yom Tov of Chanukah. The Gemara tells us in Psachim that 30 days before a Yom Tov, we're supposed to start preparing for the Yom Tov. The Gemara says that concerning Hilchas Pesach, and the same is when it comes to Hilchas Sukkah, some Pesachim say Shavuos not, because there's not as many halachas. But the Svarim tell us that this concept of preparing for a Yom Tov 30 days before is really by all Yomim Tovim. So certainly Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov, the last Yom Tov that we have received, the fifth Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Purim, Chanukah, it makes sense to begin preparing for this great Yom Tov, Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, Ezra Pinchas Koritz, and the Rekeach, the Or HaGonos, all the Svarim, the Rekeach, and Pinchas Koritz, to bring down the greatness, the tremendous, tremendous light of Chanukah, the Gemar HaChasima, of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Certainly it makes sense that we should start preparing 30 days prior. And this Shabbos is Chof Hei Cheshvan. So the 30 days before Chanukah begins this Shabbos, which is also Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev. Being that the case, it must be that in this parasha there are Ramazim, certainly even more than Ramazim, to the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah. One of the Ramazim that the Svarim bring is that we all know that the Yom Tov was instituted because of the oil that was found that lasted miraculously for 8 days. And in this parasha we have a very similar nes. Rashi tells us on the pasuk Vayivieho Yitzchak Ha'ohel Asara Imai, that when Yitzchak takes Rivka, he saw that she was just like his mother. How was she like his mother? Because Sarah, as long as Sarah was alive, Haya Neir Doluk Ne Erev Shabbos La Erev Shabbos. In Sarah's home, there was a light, a Neir Doluk, that lasted from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, which is very similar to the Nes of Chanukah. Chanukah was 8 days. This was, if you think about it, it's also 8 days. From Friday to Friday is 8 days. So this nace that occurs Chanukah time, which this Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev, we already have in the parish of this nace. Like Ner Dolik Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos. We'll focus, though, on another idea, B'negeah to Chanukah, B'negeah to this week's parasha. This week's parasha begins Vayihi Chayei Sora, Me'yo Shana Ve'esrim Shana Ve'sheva Shana Shnei Chayei Sora. It's called Chayei Sora. The obvious question is, how is this parasha Chayei Sora? The next pasuk is Vatoma Sora. So if the pasuk Bei, Sora is not, no longer alive. Yet the entire parasha is called Chayei Sora. It's not about the life of Sora. Where do we have the life of Sarah here? It's the beginning. It's about the burial of Sarah in the Maris HaMachpelah. And then comes the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, the Shidduch, which Eliezer is the Shatchan. And then we read at the end how Avram remarries. He marries Keturah. That certainly doesn't seem to fit in the parasha called Chayei Sarah. And then at the very end, we read about Yishmael. The Eilat Toilda is Yishmael. Ben Avraham, Asher Yolda Hogar HaMitzris Shivcha Sarah LaAvraham. Yishmael certainly is not connected to Chayei Sarah. Sarah was the one who wanted him out. Sarah is the one who said, Goresh ha'ama ha'zois v'yazbena. And the parasha ends with Yishmael. The last pasuk, Vayishkunu mechavila atshur, al penei kol echov nafol, which we know the famous Palaturim, which is really based on a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that as long, that when Yishmael will fall, kishe yipol Yishmael ba'acharis hayomim, Oz Yitzmach ben David, which is the connection to the next parish of Ve'elah told us Yitzchak, Al Pnei Kolechav Nochel, and then Ve'elah told us Yitzchak. So, number one, what does this entire parish have to do with Chayei Sarah? Every pasuk in this parish has 105 psukim, is called Chayei Sarah. So every part of this parasha is a part of a parasha that is known as the life of Sarah. In what way is every detail of this parasha, especially the end, Chaye Sarah? The parasha begins with the acquisition of the Me'aras HaMachpelah. The Torah spends a lot of time, psukim, letters, words, talking about how Avraham bought the Me'aras HaMachpelah. The Me'aras HaMachpelah was hidden. In this parasha, the Me'aras HaMachpelah becomes revealed, similar to the Pach Shemen that was hidden and became revealed at the Yom Tov of Chanukah. The Me'aras HaMachpelah is revealed to us this week when Avraham buys it from Ephraim, where he buries Sarah, where already Adam and Chava were buried. One of the reasons it's called Machpelah, as Rashi says, Shekfula Bezugos, there were four pairs that were buried here, Adam and Chava, Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. So Sarah was the first who Avraham had to buy the Me'aras HaMachpelah for. And the Me'aras HaMachpelah is now revealed. And that's how the parasha begins, with the Me'aras HaMachpelah. The parasha ends with Yishmael. The Eila told us Yishmael, Ben Avraham, Ve'ele Shnei Chai Yishmael, Ma'as Shon, U'Shloishim Shon, Ve'Shev HaShonim, Va'yigva Va'yomos, Va'yeosef. Rashi says, Lo'y Nemra Gvi Ela B'Tzadikim, Yishmael died a tzadik, Yishmael we know did tshuva, because at the burial of Avraham, the Torah tells us, Va'yikbru Oysa Yitzchak V'Yishmael Bonov, Mikan She'osu Yishmael tshuva, and he allowed Yitzchak to go ahead, although Yitzchak was younger, because Yishmael recognizes that Yitzchak is the Bechor, the Yitzchak is the true child of Avraham, and that's a riot that he did tshuva. For who save a toivah shenemra b'Avraham. So the parasha begins with the Me'aras HaMachpelah, the parasha ends with Yishmael. What's the connection between the Me'aras HaMachpelah and Yishmael? We know the Arabs claim that Yishmael is buried in the Me'aras HaMachpelah, which is not true. Yishmael is nowhere near the Me'aras HaMachpelah, although the Arabs converged there. That's where they set up shop. One of the places that the Arabs, that the Yishmaelim, try to prevent us from coming to is the Me'aras HaMachpelah. It's ironic because the Medrash says that there are three places that the Goyim can never say belongs to them. One of them is the Me'aras HaMachpelah. One of them is the Makom HaMikdash and Shechem. The Me'aras HaMachpelah, the Torah clearly tells us that Avraham bought it. He spent Arba Meis Shekel Kesef, and he bought it for Sarah, for Yitzchak, not for Yishmael, not for the nations, not for Esav, although Esav's head is there. But clearly the Torah tells us that it belongs to Am Yisrael. So the Goyim can't contest that it belongs to them. Malkam HaMikdash, we know it says in Shmuel, the David HaMelech spent a huge sum of money, which he collected from all the Shvatim, to pay Aravna Yevusi to buy the Goyren, which is where the Mikdash was eventually built. So no one could contest that it belongs to them. And Shechem, Parshas Vayishlach, it says that Yaakov Avinu spent Mea Ksita. And the irony is that these three places is where there are, where the Arabs are today. They are in Shechem, they are in, by the Me'aras HaMachpelah and Chevron, and on the Makom HaMikdash, that's where the mask is. These three places, which the Medrash says that the Goyim can't say are theirs, Dafka there, the Yishmaelim gather, and that Dafka there, they build a mask. Dafka there, they try to prevent us from going. So what does the Me'aras HaMachpelah have to do with the Eila told us Yishmael, even though it seems like it does have to do, because that's where they are, but the emphasis is that it does not, because the Yishmael is not there. And of course, the fact that it's Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev, most years, Chayei Sarah is Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev. There are some times that told us it's Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev, but this year, as many years, it is Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev, and 30 days prior to Chanukah, it's Chafei Cheshvan. In fact, 4 weeks from Mitzray Shabbos will be the first Nair, the first light. So what does this have to do with Chanukah? So perhaps we can say like this. The Svarim tell us that Chanukah is a very, very powerful Yom Tov. Chanukah is the last Yom Tov, the fifth Yom Tov that Am Yisrael have received. We've received a Pesach, which is connected to Avraham Avinu, as it says in Zoya, as the Torah says in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Yitzchak is Shavuos, Yaakov is Sukkos, and then we have what branches from these Yamim Tovim. We have the Yamim Tovim that were established by Purim, by the Nevi'im, Chanukah, Zekeinim. So Purim and Chanukah are the two Yamim Tovim that came afterwards. Purim is number four, that's Netzach, connected Moshe Rabbeinu, and Chanukah, which is the fifth. Chanukah ki Yadua is keneged Hoyd. Hoyd is Aaron HaKoyen. That's why the Yom Tov happened via a Kohen, via the Kohen Gadol. The Shemen was Munach B'Choy Somoy Shol Kohen Gadol. And the Nes happened Al Yedei Matis Yahu Kohen Gadol. Because Chanukah is Hoyd, Hoyd is Aroin, the Ahoy Zuhi Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara says in Brachas. So Chanukah is the fifth Yom Tov. There are Be'emes five Goliyos. There's Bavel, Paras U'Modai, which is one. There's Yavon, there's Edom, and there's Yishmael. Yishmael, Reb Chaim Vital, was Megala, although in Medrash it's not mentioned. In Medrash it talks about how the difficulty of Golas Yishmael, which is why it's Yishmael, because it'll be such a difficult Golas that the cries of Am Yisrael to Hashem will end Golas Yishmael, because that's how difficult the Golas will be. So in the name of Yishmael is hinted, the tikkun for Yishmael is through tefillah, which is Yishmael. That's you find in Medrash. But you don't find that it's a fifth Golas. This was revealed in Zayar and in later Svarim, Reb Chaim Vital and others who talk about Yishmael as the fifth Golas. Kiyodua, there are five Svarim in Chumash, Bereshis, Shemois, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim, which are connected the five Goliyos. And the Neshama has five parts to it, which we mentioned many times throughout these Shiurim. The Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. The Medrash says it in Bereshis, Chamisha, Shemais, Nikra, Ula, that the Neshama has five names, Barchi, Nafshi, it says Nafshi five times, because there are five levels to the Neshama. Nefesh, which everyone has, Ruach, you have to be zeicha to it, the Ruach, we have a Ruach, but it's not in us, it's hovering above us. And then there's a higher level known as Neshama, then there's Chaya, which only Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to. And then there's Yechida, which is Mashiach, which when Mashiach will come, it'll be revealed in every one of us, the Yechida Sheben Nefesh, the Pintel Yid, the Kudus HaYahadas, Magen Avraham, different, the Svarim speak about this fifth level in different terms, which is the level that cannot be touched. It's the part of the Neshama that never gets ruined. It's the part of the Neshama that gives hope, because as long as we know that there's still the Yechida, and the Yechida can't be touched, Oid Ma'at Ve'ein Rasha, Svarim say on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Oid Ma'at Ve'ein Rasha. It's a little spark where no rishis can reach. So that's referred to as Yechida Sheben Nefesh, that's the fifth level. There are certain times during the year when all five levels are revealed. One of them is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we daven five times. There are the Chamisha Inuyim. And Yom Kippur is a time when all five levels of the Neshama are revealed. And of course, the fifth level is revealed in the fifth tefillah, which is Ne'ilah. Chanukah is also a time when the five levels of the Neshama are revealed. Because Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima. It's the Gemar HaChosim. It's a time, a grace period that was given to us for those who didn't complete their tshuva, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, or in Chodesh Elul, so they have an extension period till Hoshana Rabbah, and then there's another extension till Zois Chanukah. So Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima. So being that it's the Gemar HaChasima, and Yom Kippur, which is the Chasima, is a day in which all five levels of the Neshama are revealed. So Chanukah, which is the Gemara Chasima, is also, it's the fifth Yom Tov. The fifth Yom Tov, meaning it's a Yom Tov which has to do with the number five. So therefore, all levels of the Neshama are revealed on Chanukah. Chanukah is also a Hemshech of Rosh Hashanah. Ki Yodua, the Bnei Yisrael brings it, Rosh Hashanah is Begematria Matis Yahu. Whatever is accomplished Rosh Hashanah is completed on Chanukah. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron. Rosh Hashanah is L'Dovet Hashem Oiri. Rosh Hashanah is Or. L'Dovet Hashem Oiri V'Yishi Oiri Zuch Rosh Hashanah, as it says in Medrash. One of the reasons we say L'Dovet Hashem Oiri in the vicinity of Rosh Hashanah. Chanukah, therefore, is the Yom Tov of the Yom Tov in which the Or HaGonuz is revealed. The Or HaGonuz that was concealed on the first day of the creation, or some say actually after Adam was expelled from Gan Eden, because the Medrash says that Adam Arishayim hibit by v'ra'a misayif ha'olam va'ad sayif. Adam Arishayim was able to use the Ur Harishayim, the Ur HaGonuz, which he was able to see everything that occurred in the entire world, whatever occurred at that time in the entire world. A spiritual internet. Ruchni is the internet, Ur HaGonuz. So even though Rashi and Chumash brings that it was Nignas at the beginning of creation, doesn't mean necessarily that it was Nignas right away. It was Nignas after Chet Eitz Hadas. The Or HaGanuz was in Gan Eden. That's where the Marishon was until Vayigoresh Es HaAdam. And then the Or HaGanuz was Nignas. It was concealed. But there are certain times throughout the year where the Or HaGanuz comes out, where it's revealed a little bit. It's revealed for a while, then it goes back into hiding. One of those times is Chanukah, as all the Svarim bring, that Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the Or HaGanuz, the Gilui of the Or HaGanuz. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of revelation. That which is hidden becomes revealed. The Shemen, the Pach Shemen, which was hidden, was under the ground, Munach B'choy Samay Shal Kohen Gadol, is revealed. The light that was hidden is revealed. The lowest neshamas, that in them are hidden sparks of Kedusha, are revealed on Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov, which we spoke many times, that affects those that are on the left, those that are below 10 Tfachim, those that are outside, those that are in the darkness. That's why we light the menorah on the left side of the doorway, which is unusual. Ner Chanukah Mismail, below 10 Tfachim. Mitzvah is to light it below 10 Tfachim. Outside, illuminating the street, Mishatishka Hachama Achatich L'Regel Menashuk. Because Chanukah affects those neshamas that are found on the left and are below 10, outside, and in the darkness, Chanukah elevates them too. That even they can experience Gilui. So Chanukah reveals, it reveals the light, the Or that is Ganuz, and it reveals also that Pintalayid, that Nakudas Hayahadas, that Yechida, that fifth level that is buried deep, deep down in every Yid, some Yid not so deep, but in some many, many deep. Chanukah, it comes out into the open. Chanukah, it is revealed. We see this, that even non-religious Jews light Chanukah candles, even if they light electric menorahs. But they light, there's something about Chanukah that they feel a connection to. So Chanukah is a very, very powerful Yom Tov. Rav Nachman Breslov brings down in Lakutim Maharan, in the second Chalik, he has a maimer on Yemei HaChanukah. Very deep essay. And at the beginning he says that Chanukah is Sha'ashu'ei Oilam Haba. Not only Or HaGanuz, not only Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, as Rav Pinchas Koritz brings down from the Rekeach. Rekeach was from the Chachmei Ashkenaz, from the Chassidei Ashkenaz, from the early Achroinim, the Rekeach. Most of what we have about Chanukah, that the Bnei Yisrael is Mayrach, the Bnei Yisrael probably has more about Chanukah than any other Sefer. He said about himself that he was a neshama of those who were Mesakin the Nes of Chanukah. He was one of the Chachamim who was there when they were Mesakin the Nes. So, but most of what he quotes is from the Rekeach. The Rekeach says it's Oiroi Shel Melech HaMoshiach. It's a future light that comes back. It's a light of the future that we experience in the present, even though the future didn't happen yet, which is what the Or HaGanuz really is. The Or HaGanuz was Nignaz Litzadikim Le'osid Lovoy, as Rashi says at the beginning of Bereshis, where we learn it out from the Pasuk, Vayara Elohim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdeil. The Or Ki Toiv Vayavdeil was set aside. Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdeil is Begematria, the word Chanukah, eight times. Because there's 8 days of Chanukah. That's 89 times eight. Is 712 equal to Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdeil? Because that light that was hidden, that was put away for the future, is revealed. Chanukah. Because Chanukah is La'osid Lovay. During the 8 days of Chanukah, we experience La'osid Lovay. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chafalaf Amid Beis, in the Sugya of Chanukah, Tana Rabbanon, my Chanukah, the Tana Rabbanon, Yoyme the Chanukah, Temanya Inun. No hesped, no tainus, like the way it'll be in the future. No hesped, bila hamoves lanetzach, bila hamoves is begematria leosid lavoi. Because leosid lavoi is this man of bila hamoves. No hespedim, no tanesim, kuloi toiv. So Rav Nachman is moisif. It's shashuei oilam haba, which Olam Haba is higher than Yemais HaMashiach. Haba is equal to 8. Hey Beis Aleph is equal to Ches. Because Olam Haba comes after, we say in the benching, Harachmon Yizakenu, Limais HaMashiach, Ulechayei ha'olam haba. Yemais ha'mashiach is preparation for olam haba. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva and in Hilchos Malachim, that during Yemais ha'mashiach we're going to prepare for olam haba, because then we will be penuyim, we will be relaxed, there will be no shibud malchiyos, so we'll be able to be Isaac and Torah all day and do mitzvahs and do what we're supposed to prepare us for olam haba, which is the olam ha'nitzchi. So Yemais ha'mashiach, olam haba go together. They're different, but they go together. Yemais HaMashiach leads to Olam Haba. It's really one thing. So Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, who is going to reveal Yechida, who's going to reveal the fifth level of the Neshama. But it's more. It's Shashuei Olam Haba. He says Olam Haba is Kulay Hoid Hoida Halel V'Hoida. What are we going to do? What's Olam Haba? Thanking and praising Hashem constantly. The tainug of the neshama is to be close to Hashem. Kirvas Elohim li toiv. As the Mesillas Yesharim writes in the Hakdama, that the ikka tainug of a yid, of a neshama, is kirvas Elohim, to be closer to Hashem. Where are we going to be the closest to Hashem ever? In Olam Haba, where we will be praising Hashem constant, like Malachim. The whole Yom Tov of Chanukah was instituted lahalel ulahaydos, lahaydos ulahalel. B'shana acheres kavum b'halel v'haydo'a. Halel v'haydo'a, that's la'asid lavay. The Gemara says, actually the Medrash in Sav says, la'asid lavay kol ha'karbonos b'teilin chutz mi'karbon toida. There will be no karbonos in the future. No sin offerings. No chatois, no hashamois, no averis. So no need for atonement. The only karbon that's going to be everlasting is the toida, thanking Hashem, praising Hashem, which is everlasting, which then we will have a tainug, a pleasure, an enjoyment. We'll be so close to Hashem, we'll be able to praise Him constantly, and that we get a taste of in Chanukah. This is what Rav Nachman speaks over there, Ba'arichas, in his Chelek Beis. The Yalkut Ruveni quotes from the Zohar and Sifrei Kabbalah, Ma'oras HaMachpelah, he says, is the Pesach of Gan Eden. Gan Eden has a number of entrances. One of them is Ma'oras HaMachpelah. Chevron, but by Ma'oras HaMachpelah. The Zohar actually says that all the tefillos of Klal Yisrael first go through the Ma'oras HaMachpelah, then they reach Yerushalayim, and then they go up to Shamayim. That's why Svarim tell us David had to be a melech first in Chevron and then in Yerushalayim. For 7 years in Chevron, then he went to Yerushalayim. Chevron and Yerushalayim go together. We see Avraham Avinu went to Chevron first. Then Avraham Avinu goes to the Makom HaAkedah, which is Yerushalayim. So the Maariv HaMachpelah is the Pesach of Gan Eden, where the Pasuk says, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Mikedem. That's where the Ur HaGonuz was originally. That's the Makom of Ur. That's the makom of Kedem. Bereshis Unkelus translates Mila Kadmin, Kadmainios, Chadesh Yemenu Kedem. That's the way it was before Adam Rishon sin. Adam Rishon Kedem Achet. Maariv HaMachpelah is the Pesach of Gan Eden. Interesting that in the Maariv HaMachpelah there are 8 people buried. The number 8: Adam Chava, Avram Sarah, Yitzchak Rivka, Yaakov Leah. The Maariv HaMachpelah was concealed until here. The Maariv HaMachpelah was hidden. No one really knew where it was. Avraham Avinu now wants to bury Sarah in the Maariv HaMachpelah. How did Avraham Avinu know that the Maariv HaMachpelah was a place that he wanted to bury Sarah? How did he know that it was a makom of kavura? So the Midrashim tell us on last week's parasha, V'el HaBokor Rotz Avraham, Bokor is Oisius Kever. The shore, the axe that Avram Avinu made to serve for the guests, ran away. So Avram ran after the bokor. V'yala bokor rotz Avram. Literally, it means he ran to the bokor so that to go tell Yishmael or whoever it was to shecht it, to bring it to the malachim. Says the Medrash, Avram had to run after the bokor. Where did the bokor go? It went into the Maariv HaMachpelah. That's v'yala bokor, v'yala kever. Avram Avinu entered the kever and he saw Adam and Chava buried there. He saw that this is the Pesach of Gan Eden, and he had a desire that this is where he wants to be buried. So Avraham Avinu already knows this is the makom that eventually he wants to be buried. This is the Pesach of Gan Eden, and here he buys it from Ephraim. So the Maariv HaMachpelah comes out of hiding. The Maariv HaMachpelah is now revealed. The Pesach of Gan Eden is revealed. Avraham Avinu spent 400 silver coins, Oyver LaSoicher. The Alkut Ruveni quotes from the Zayar and from the Sifrei Kabbalah that Oyver LaSoicher means the neshamas, when one passes away, one leaves this world, they go there. Everyone goes there first. Everyone goes to the Maris HaMachpelah first, and then from there the neshamas go into Gan Eden, or as he says also, the tefilos go from there, and then to Yerushalayim, and then up to Shamayim. It's the makom of Kibul Tefilos. Shaimea Tefilas Kol Peh. Machpelah is me, is the letters mi kol peh. Machpelah has in it the word kol peh, all mouths, all those who daven. We face Yerushalayim, but all our tefillahs first go through the Maris HaMachpelah. That's the Pesach of Gan Eden. Oyver LaSoicher is begematria of Ayita Hashem Elikim Gan BeEden Mikedem. So Avraham Avinu knew that this is the Pesach of Gan Eden. Avraham Avinu knew that this is where the Oyer HaGonuz is. This is Oylam Haba. The Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, that if you Zayin, the Gemara says there are three individuals who were Zoyche in their lifetime to experience Oylam Haba. Shloisha hit iman HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ein Oylam Haba be'Oylam Hazeh. Who were they? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. One opinion, even David HaMelech. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in this week's parasha. Avraham zokeh in bo bayomim v'Hashem derech es Avraham ba'koil. What's koil? Koil means everything. Nothing's missing. In this world, that can't be. In this world, nothing is perfect. You can't say everything in this world. Koil is the next world. The Mishnah in Brachos, kol yemei chayecha lohovi limois hamashiach. Yemei chayecha is oylem hazeh. Kol yemei chayecha is lohavi demais hamashiach. Kol is mashiach. Kol is oylem haba. Kol is equal to 50. That's the nun sha'arei bina. That's Gan Eden. That's oylem haba. That's or haganuz. That's oyrei shalmelech hamashiach. That's Chanukah. Chanukah, we get a taste of oylem haba. So here we read about the Pesach of Gan Eden. The Maris HaMachpelah is the Pesach of Gan Eden. And what happens to the Maris HaMachpelah here is what happens later to the Pach Shemen during the Yontif of Chanukah. The Pach Shemen, which is really the Or HaGonuz, which is hidden, becomes revealed, and we get a taste for 8 days of Gan Eden, of Olam Haba, of Yemais HaMashiach, of the Or HaGonuz. And that's why right after it talks about the Maris HaMachpelah, V'Avram Zokein, Baba Yomim, V'Hashem Berachas Avram, Bakoil. Koil is Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chelik, Olam Haba. Mishnah says, Kol. By Yitzchak it also says, Va'oichal mikoil. By Yaakov it says, Yeshli koil. These three psukim are read always in the vicinity of Kislev, Chanukah. Bakoil this week, Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev. Mikoil next week in Parshas Tovus. And Kol in Parshas Vayishlach as we get close to Chanukah. All Kislev, Chanukah. In fact, the word Kislev has the word Kol in it. Kol Samach Vav. Samach Vav is Begmatria Yavon. Remove the Samach Vav, you get rid of Yavon, you're left with Kaf Lamed, that's Kol. Kol is Oylem Haba. The Yevonim, of course, want to prevent us. The Yevonim, the Yishma'elim, the Amalekim, all the enemies of the Jews are trying to put obstacles in our path that we should not be able to get to Oylem Haba, that we should not experience Kol. But Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelik Oylem Haba. How many hours are there in Chanukah? There are 192 hours in the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chanukah is 8 days. 8 times 24 is 192, which is equal to Bakoil, Mikoil, Kol. Bakoil, Mikoil, Kol, the gematria 192. That's exactly how many hours there are in Chanukah. Because Chanukah is Olam Haba. Avraham experienced Olam Haba in his lifetime. The Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva, Olam Chatira B'chayecha. There are those tzaddikim that experience Olam Haba in their lifetime. We do also Chanukah time. The Yontif of Chanukah is a Bechina Shashuay Olam Haba, B'loshon of Likud Demaran, Or HaGonuz, B'loshon of the Rekeach, Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach, in the Loshon of the Pinchas Karadze, Pach Shemen, B'loshon HaGemara, Halo V'Hoidah, we experience during the 8 days of Chanukah. The Ma'oras HaMachpelah becomes revealed this week. As we enter the month of Kislev, the Or HaGonuz becomes revealed. Yishmael contests this. Yishmael claims that he is Avraham's child, the true child. In fact, the Arabs claim that Yishmael was the one who was brought to the Akedah. They even have a special day that they celebrate it. That he was the one that was brought to the Akedah, and he was the one that was killed.
Not like Yitzchak was almost killed. He was killed. Because the Akedah disproves the whole, their whole religion, their whole belief. Kachna es bincha es yechidecha asher hafta es Yitzchak. As Rashi says, when Avraham Avinu heard bincha, he said, I have two children. And when he heard yechidecha, he said, I have two yechidim, because I have one who was a yachid le'imai to Sarah, and one is a yachid to his mother, to Hagar. Asher hafta. I love both of them. Because this was after Yishmael did Shuva. No, es Yitzchak. But the Akedah clearly was to prove, to verify, who is es bincha es yechidecha. As Yechidecha is Begamatria Melech HaMashiach. Who is the Yechidah? Who is the one who has the fifth level? Only we, only Klal Yisrael. We are the ones who have the five levels of the Neshama. We have a Yom Kippur, we'll be davening five times. We have a Chanukah. Yishmael does not have it, but Yishmael is the fifth Golus. So that's why the Golus Yishmael is so severe, more than all the other Golus. As it says in the Zaya, that the Golus of Yishmael is going to be worse than all the other previous Golus. The Rambam actually says it in the Geres Taim, one of the letters that he wrote to the Jews in Yemen, how terrible Golus Yishmael is. Way back, this is hundreds and hundreds of years ago, already then. So why is Golus Yishmael so terrible? Because they're trying to prevent the final push. They're trying to prevent the revelation of the fifth level, which is, of course, the Torah of Mashiach. When Mashiach is going to reveal Yechidah Shebenefesh, Torah Shel Mashiach, Pnimius HaTorah, Chanukah was echad to Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh was also hidden. It is hidden. It's gonuz. It's gonuz in Torah Shebiksav. That's why on Chanukah we light Lamed Vav Neiros, as the Bnei Yisoschah is Meirich, connected the Lamed Vav Mesechtes of Shas. There are 36 Mesechtes that have Gemara. Because Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh, is also gonuz. It's gonuz in Torah Shebiksav. And with the arrival of Chanukah, Torah Shabbat Peh expanded. That's exactly, Torah Shabbat Peh began to spread and began to become revealed as the Yom Tov of Chanukah arrived. Because Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Gilui, revelation in Torah, revelation in all aspects. That's why Chanukah is the 85th day of the year. Peh Hei. Chanukah is the Yom Tov associated with the mouth, with talking, with praising and thanking Hashem. Shashuei Olam Haba. Halel v'hoidah, which is b'peh, Torah Shebal Peh. Bnei Soscha tells us that every person, of course, has a windpipe and a food pipe. The food pipe is called the veshet, that's the esophagus. The windpipe is the trachea, that's the koneh. So he says the food pipe is Purim. Purim is connected to the food pipe. Because Purim, the mitzvah is to eat and to drink. Chanukah, it's to praise and thank Hashem. That's the koneh. Koneh, b'gematria b'chof hei b'chislev. That's why the menorah had konim, kenea menorah. The menorah, of course, represents Torah Shebal Peh, the shisha konim, the six stems that stemmed out from the penea menorah. That's the shisha sidrei mishnah, which Chanukah is the yom tov of Torah Shebal Peh. Machpela, kol peh. So Yishmael is menaged. Yishmael is the leumazeh of Chanukah. Yishmael is the leumaz of the Moras HaMachpela. Yishmael is the leumas of tefillah. This is the makom of kibul tefillah. Maris HaMachpelah is where the tefillahs go. Yishmaelim don't want, whether they realize it or not, mazlayhu chazi. They don't want that our tefillahs should be in the skabel. They purposely set up shop on those mekaymos where the tefillahs of Am Yisrael go up to Shemayim. By the makom HaMikdash. By the Maris HaMachpelah. In Shechem. To try to prevent the tefillahs from going up. And that's why they excel in tefillah. And according to many, they're not over the Avodah Zarah. And they daven five times a day because they want to try to take away this concept of five. The number five, which indicates the five levels of the neshama, the five tefillahs on Yom Kippur, the five goliyos, the chamish chumshei Torah. Yishmael is trying to grab that away from us. Yishmael is the one trying to prevent Mashiach from coming. Yishmael, that's why they put the cemetery by the Shar HaMizrach, because they think Mashiach can't come, because he can't go into a cemetery, which they don't know he could, because he's not a Kohen. Besides that, Kivrei Akam Eilam Metamin. So they're the ones, that's why they set up shop on top of the Makom HaMikdash, that there could be no Karbonis. The Klal Yisrael can't come to the Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach would not be able to come. Mashiach is going to reveal the Yechida, the fifth level. They don't want the fifth level to be revealed. So Yishmael is the Le'umazeh, of what the Maaras HaMachpelah represents. It's amazing. Maaras HaMachpelah is Begematria Golus Yishmael. Golus Yishmael is the Le'umazeh of the Maaras HaMachpelah. Tfilas Kol Peh. So the Yishma'elim, they also daven. And Yishma'el itself means Yishma'kel. And the way to fight Yishma'el is dafka through tefillah, as the Medrash says. Only through tefillah, Yishma'kel, Yishma'kel v'yane, and v'yoshev kedem sela, will we be zeichet to override Yishma'el. We can't combat Yishma'el, we can't defeat them with weapons. It's with tefillah, which is called keshes. Ashalokachti miyadho emayri b'charbi u'v'kashti, but Sloisi will be Ba'usi, as uncle is translates in Parashas Vayechi, Ba'kosha. Keshes is Ba'kosha. Bikashti, Ba'koshosi. And Yishmael is the Raiva Kashas. So Yishmael is Keshes the Klipa. Kislev is Mazel Keshes. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Keshes Yishaber. Yishaber is Begamatria Lahadlik Deir Chanukah. The Keshes of Yishmael we knock out with the Yomtiv of Chanukah. Pischoi Pesach HaGan Eden. This is the Pesach of Gan Eden here. Pesach HaGan Eden is B'gematria of Tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Chanukah is the Pesach of Gan Eden. Chanukah is Gan Eden. Chanukah is Olam Haba. Chanukah is Oyer Shemalach HaMashiach. What's revealed here but with the Maariv HaMachpelah, the Makom of Kibul Tefillah, the Or HaGanuz, the Pesach of Gan Eden, which incidentally is bought by the from the B'nai Ches, has to do with the letter Ches. Rabbi Wolfson speaks about it in his forum, the concept of the letter Ches. That is what's being revealed as we enter the month of Kislev. And Yishmael is menageh to this. Yishmael is menageh to the whole idea of Olam Haba. They say they're going to get Olam Haba. We know what they say about their Gan Eden and how they're going to get it and what they think Gan Eden is. What does the Pasuk say in Parashas Lech Lecha? Yodai bakoil v'yad koil boy. Yishmael fights the coal, Yodai Bakoil, the Yad Koil, but he's trying to take away the coal from us, the Olam Haba. Olam Haba is only for us. Yes, Goyim can have Olam Haba too, as the Rambam says, Chasidei Umayis Ha'olam, Yesh Lehem Chelek Olam Haba, they keep the Rashev and Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, there's a Chelek for Olam Haba for them too, but it's not the same Olam Haba that we have. Just like the neshama they have, it's not the same neshama we have. Whatever olam haba they're going to get, it's not the same olam haba that we have. Like the goyim will be around when Mashiach will come also, but they're not going to be doing what we're going to be doing when Mashiach is going to come. So kol Yisrael yesh lem chelik lem haba, the Hashem berech es Avram bakol in the word machpelia kol peh bakol mikol kol. The gematria 192. It's how many hours there are in Chanukah. Chanukah, the fifth yomtiv, is the yomtiv that combats Yishmael. That's why it's interesting. I just remember Wilson once, Shlita, who spoke, and he said that on Chanukah we lay in the parsha of the Nesiyim, Mishnah and Megillah. Chanukah, Nesiyim. Purim we lay in Vayavei Amalek. Chanukah we lay in about the Nesiyim. Those are the 12 Nesiyim that were makriv the Karbonis, the first 12 days of Nisan, celebrating the inauguration of Chanukas HaMishkan, which was actually completed on Chofei Kislev, as the Baal Turim brings from the Medrash and Parshas Pekudei, that the Mishkan was actually completed Chofei Kislev, when Chanukah starts, but the actual Chanukah didn't take place till the first 12 days of Nisan. That's why Hashem paid Kislev back. Kislev was insulted. You finish the Mishkan in my month, and you don't do it then? No, you're going to get a Chanukah too. You're going to get the Chanukah of the Yomtiv of Chanukah. You're going to get the Chanukah of the Bayis Hashem, because the second Bayis Hamikdash never had a Chanukah ceremony until Chanukah, because the first 214 years, 34 under Malchei Poras, and 180 under the Malchei Yavon, they couldn't make a Chanukah. But after the Yavonim were defeated, and Notzchum Malchei Beis Chashmoinoi, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, then they made a Chanukah. Oz Egmor Beshir Mizmer Chanukas Hamizbeach. So the Chanukah of the Bayis Sheni, actually, or if you want, it's like really the Bayis Shlishi, because it's like a new Beis HaMikdash, Tiaru Es Mikdashech, was in Kislev, Chofei Kislev. So we lane Chanukah from Parshas Nosei about the 12 Nisiyim, which has to do with the Chanukah, which should have really been in Chofei Kislev, was pushed off the Nisan. Says the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, when he talks about the 12 Nisiyim, he says, the 12 Nisiyim were able to, the koyach of the 12 Nisiyim were nisgaber over the Yud Beis Nisiyah Yishmael. Because Yishmael also has Yud Beis Nisiyim. We see in the Parsha this week, but Nevoyois Kedar Adbeel Mifsa Mishma Duma Masach Adat Tem Yitur Nafresh Vakedema. So Yishmael had 12 children, but the Nisiyim our Nesiyim, when we're goyver over the Yud Beis Nesiyah Yishmol. Hakim Yerushin says this in the parasha that we lay in Chanukah. So he says, from there you see Chanukah is a yantav that we can be zeicher to the victory over Yishmol. And it makes sense because since Chanukah is Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach, and the Baal HaTurim tells us here that Mashiach comes when Yishmol falls. So if Chanukah is Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach, what better time for the Nefila of Yishmol than Kislev, Mazel Keshes, which corresponds to, which is the umaz of the keshes of Yishmael, then during this time. So we end the parsha with the mapola of Yishmael. The Yishmaelim who are trying to take, who want to take over Maris HaMachpelah, the Yishmaelim who claim that Olam Haba is theirs, the Yishmaelim who claim that they are the true heirs of Avraham, and that he was the one that was by the Akedah, not Yitzchak. It's interesting that they don't allow anyone to be mispallel. Anyone who goes to Maris HaMachpelah knows there's one place he could never go, where Yitzchak is buried. That place is off limits. For some reason, where Avram is buried, you can go. Where Yaakov is buried, or Leah, where they think they are. But not by Yitzchak. Yitzchak somehow, we're not supposed to go there. Because L'shitasam, Yitzchak can't be there. That means Yitzchak is there, not Yishmael's not there. They don't want us to go where Yitzchak. They don't want us to see that Yitzchak is there. So this parsha clearly is a hachana, a preparation for the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah. It's a hachana for the Ur HaGonus. Among the 12 sons of Yishmael, the last one is called Vokedema. Vokedema is Begematria Bechofei Bekislev. Because this is the Le'umaseh of Chanukah, which is the Pesach of Gan Eden, of where it says, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Mikedem. In the parasha, we also read here that among the children of Avraham, after he marries Keturah, so the pasuk says, "Vilevnei ha'pilakshim asher la'Avraham, nosan Avraham matonois, vayishalchei me'al Yitzchak benoi boidenu chai kedmo el eretz kedem." This is a different kedem. This is not the chadesh yomeinu kekedem. This is not the vayita Hashem alekim gam de'eden mikedem. This is not Bereshis Unkelus translates milakadmen. This is the kedem de le'umazeh. Both Yishmael and Esav. Esav is called Kadmoini. Keini Knizi Kadmoini. Kadmoini is Esav. Nochash HaKadmoini. Are trying to prevent us from coming back to Kedem. Which Kedem is Olam Haba. Kedem is Gan Eden. Kedem is where we get on Chanukah. Memela. We can understand why this parasha is called Chaye Sarah. Why? Who gets the credit for making sure that Yishmael is not part of this? The one who gets the credit, the legacy of Sarah, is that she was the one who said, Goresh ha'oma hazoiz v'yespeno. She had the clarity and the wisdom to make the distinction between Yitzchak and Yishmael. And if you're going to ask, what about Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was the one who said, Lu Yishmael yichya lefanecha. If it was up to Avraham, Yishmael's enough. He was very happy with Yishmael. Lu Yishmael yichya lefanecha. The Arachayim HaKadosh brings down how much suffering we have to suffer because Avram said, Lu Yishmael yichya lefanecha. They're still around today. Because in Avram's mind, Avram was so humble, in Avram's mind, having Yishmael was sufficient. And he was hoping that Yishmael would also be incorporated into Am Yisrael. It was Sarah who had the Bina Yisera, just like later Rivka next week, who had the Bina Yisera to make sure that Esav doesn't get the brachas. She was the one who knew that Yishmael is not part of this at all. Goresh ha'oma hazayis v'yazbena, ki lo yirash ben ha'oma hazayis in b'niyim Yitzchak. He has no part. That we lay in on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, when it starts, we lay in that Yishmael is not part of this. Yom Chanukah, which is the Gemara HaChasima, the Yom Tov in which we should be able to experience the Mapola of Yishmael, because it's Keneged Yishmael, it's the fifth Yom Tov, Keneged the fifth Golas, it's Yechida. That's why Chayisar is the fifth parasha of Chumash, because this starts in this parasha. This concept we read about Dafka in Chayisar is where we come to the Mapola of Yishmael. The Mapola of Yishmael at the end of this parasha, that's why the Torah puts it in Chayisar. This is all Chayisar. It's all Sarah's legacy. She deserves the credit. The reason why Alpanei Kol Echav Nafal, which Alpanei Kol Echav Nafal is Begematria Dor Acharon, in the last generation, will experience the Mapola of Yishmael because of Sarah. Sarah gets the credit. What do we learn? Rosh Hashanah of Hashem Pokad Es Sarah. Sarah Miloshin Sarara. Sarisa Im Elikim V'Yamanoshin Vatuchal. Because of her, Gorei Shoham Hazayis V'Yaspina, Yishmael will have no Tekuma. Because of her, Yishmael is not buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. Otherwise, he would be buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. It would be up to Avraham He would have been satisfied with Yishmael. Lu Yishmael Yichil Lefanecha. That's why the raya that Yishmael did Shuvah is dafka because he let Yitzchak go ahead of him. Va'yikbru oisa Yitzchak v'Yishmael banav, which means Yishmael himself, not the Bnei Yishmael. Yishmael himself recognizes that Yitzchak comes first, and Yitzchak is the one who's buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. There's no mention anywhere in any medrash that Yishmael tried to prevent Yitzchak from being buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. No such mention. Or even his children, you don't find it. Later, they argue now and they say that he's not there, Yishmael is there. Nashaenke and Esav, as we all know, Esav did try to prevent Yaakov from being buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. Esav at least was born Jewish. Esav was called the Yisrael Mumah, the Gemara says in Kedusha. So Esav has some sort of claim to the Maris HaMachpelah. He considers himself the Bechor, even though he sells it to Yaakov, as we'll see in next week's parasha. But Yishmael has absolutely nothing to do with this at all. Yishmael was born to Avraham when he was Avram. Yishmael was not a Yid whatsoever, and his bris is not considered a bris. He has brisi akum as Yitzchak. That's why the pasuk is madgish. The Eilat told us Yishmael ben Avram asher yolda Hagar hamitzris shivchas Sarah la'Avram. We know that already. We learned that in Parashas Lech Lecha. Why does the Torah stress here at the end of the parasha that Yishmael was born to Avram, who was born to Hagar, who was a mitzris, who was the shivcha of Sarah, called Mashakana Evet Kana Rabbi. Meaning Hagar is a shivcha. Hagar is not considered the real wife of Avraham, and she's the shivcha of Sarah. So Sarah is the gevirta. There's a lashon in one of the piyutim that we say that Aruch Chaim HaKadosh brings down. The day that the shivcha will admit that she is she's subordinate of her master. In other words, that Yishmael will admit that there are slaves, that they're not considered the children of Avraham. So the Torah is madgish who Yishmael really is. And this is the end. Yishmael is taken out of the picture here. Al Pnei Kol Echav Nafal. And he's not buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. And even the children of Keturah that Avraham has with her, which she's Hagar, but this is after Sarah passes away, they too are not part of it, which is all part of the legacy of Sarah. Chaye Sarah is that only the children that she and Avraham had together are part of Am Yisrael. That's, and only the Shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka, which is elaborated upon in this parasha, Yafas Yichosin Shal Abdei Ovis Mitarosin Shal Bonim Shekol Gufei Yisrael Torah Lamitim Ala Beremiza, and the parasha of Eliezer's Kfula B'Torah. The Torah goes, there's Mayrach so much about this Shidduch, because this is where we come from, this union of Yitzchak and Rivka. This is the true Shidduch. The legacy of Sarah continues Dafke and Yitzchak and Rivka, not in even the Shidduch of Avraham and Keturah, and not with Yishmael, certainly not. So the whole parasha is called Chaye Sarah, and she's the one who gets the credit for everything in this parasha, especially that Yishmael is out. And that's Negeah to us, because that we're going to see. The last generation of Golas in our time, and in Yetzer Shem very soon, we're all going to see that Yishmael is not part of Avraham's family. We're all going to see the eventual promise. We're all going to see that Melech HaMashiach is going to be revealed to us, and the Makom HaMikdash is ours, and the Maris HaMachpelah is ours, and Shechem is ours. Ger v'toyshav anoichi imochem. Olam Haba belongs to us. Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba. Gan Eden is ours. Maris HaMachpelah is the Pesach of Gan Eden, which is the real Kedem, the true Kedem. The Vayita Hashem elokim gan be'eden mikedem. So Chanukah, we get a taste of this. Chanukah, we get a taste of the Pesach of Gan Eden. That's why Chanukah is a Yom Tov, as the Svarim say, for Kibul Tefillah. Tefillahs are Neskabel. There are certain times during the year that Tefillahs are Neskabel more than other times. And one of those times, of course, is Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov in which the Yud Gimel Midah Sarachim are revealed, Ki Yadua, the five levels of the Neshama, as mentioned before. Kavum Behalel V'Hoidah. And any Yid, every and any Yid, no matter where he's holding in Yiddishkeit, and even though Yom Kippur did nothing for him, and Hoshana Rabbah did nothing for him, Chanukah does for him, as the Marei Nayim explains the Mishnah, the Gemara in Shabbos. Psilois ushmanim she'omru chachomim osa lahadlik bohen b'Shabbos madlikin mehen b'Chanukah. Literally, it means those wicks that we do not use on Shabbos because we're afraid Shemayata on Chanukah you may use. The Marei Nayim says wicks, oil is the neshama. Neshama, nefesh, stands for ner psila shemen. Those neshamas, those nefeshes, ner psila shemen, that Shabbos doesn't ignite, Chanukah ignites. Because Chanukah is greater than Shabbos in a way. Because Chanukah, We get a taste of Olam Haba during the week. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, but Shabbos is also B'malacha. Of course Shabbos is Olam Haba. Of course Yom Tov is Olam Haba. You can't do work. You're not in the Olam HaGashmi. But to experience Olam Haba in the week, in Yemei HaChoyel, even on the left side, even below 10, even on the outside, that's a chiddush that only Chanukah brings. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov where every Yid can experience a tikkun. That's a very tremendous chizuk for all of us, because everyone needs a tikkun. No one is perfect. No one could say that Day Yom Kippur went without any problems and that has nothing to do anymore, or they had a Hoshana Rabbah like never before, and therefore they're perfect, and we haven't sinned, and we haven't been as perfect as we have been in the last few weeks. Certainly, at least I can speak for myself, we can use the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Everyone could use the Yom Tov of Chanukah for more tikkun, for more tahara, for more light, for more hope. And even though it's Tavshin Ayin Zayin, and Mitzray Shvius is over, and many are down, many feel like, what does that mean? We were not Zeichel at the Mitzray Shvius Ben David Ba. We all hope that in Tavshin Ayin Vav we will experience in Mitzray Shvius Ben David Ba, but yet it didn't happen yet. We're Mesgaber. We don't fall Chas V'Shalom into Yiyush. Ein Ben David Ba Atshiyus Yo'ashu Min HaGeula. But Adarabba, now comes a tremendous tikva. Cheshvan is Mazel Akrav. That's Okar Bayis, as mentioned in the previous weeks. Okar Bayis, that's when the Merida took place. The Merida, Yeravim Ben Avot. But Kislev is Chanukas HaBayis, the opposite of Akrav. Akrav, incidentally, says the Medrash and Ekev, is Keneged Yavon. The Yavonim are compared to scorpions. And Yishmael is also compared to scorpions. The Yishma'elim, it says, are like Akrabim. Edoim is the Nachash, Yishmael is the Akrav. There's a Rabbeinu Bachir that says that Akrav is Yishmael, Mazel Akrav is Yishmael. And they also are being Oiker the Bayis. That's their whole goal, to be Oiker the Bayis, to prevent us from entering the Meis HaMikdash, not going on top of the Har HaBayis, which we're not allowed to go anywhere there now, but they're trying to prevent us from getting there in the future. They're trying to make sure it'll never happen. So they're the epitome of Okar Bayis, of Akrav. Chanukah Kislev is Chanukas HaBayis. We remove the Akrav, as the Mishnah says in Ovois, in Yerushalayim, Lo Yehizik Nachash V'Akrav. Never were the Nachash and the Akrav, never did they cause any harm in Yerushalayim. When Yerushalayim is revealed, there's no more Nachash, there's no more Akrav. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov that is associated with Yerushalayim. It happened in Yerushalayim. It's the only Yom Tov that happened in the Mokom HaMikdash that happened in Yerushalayim. Take any other Yom Tov. Pesach happened in Mitzrayim. Shavuos was on Har Sinai, which is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Sukkot was when they left Mitzrayim also. Sukkot was in Golus, in the Midbar. Purim was in Persia, in Iran. The only Yom Tov that originates in Eretz Yisrael, originates in Yerushalayim, originates in the Mokom HaMikdash. Tamun in the Mokom HaMikdash is Chanukah. Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that comes from the highest place, from the Mokom Hachi Gavoya in the entire world. That's why it's able to go lower than any other Yom Tov, because it comes from such a high place. They would be Zeichet Taka to utilize, to appreciate the amount of Pesukim in this week's parasha is 105, equal to the word Yehoyada. Yehoyada is equal to 105. Avraham Avinu, his whole Metzius was to spread knowledge of Hashem. Umola Ha'aretz Deya Es Hashem. That's Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, we're going to all know Hashem. Kulam Yedu Oisi, as the pasuk says. Avraham Avinu tried to bring that in this world. Avraham Avinu is the one who says, he says in this week's parasha, Hashem Elokei HaShamayim VeElokei Ha'aretz. As Rashi says, till now he was only known as Elokei HaShamayim. But I made him famous here, Galtiv Befi HaBriyos. Those Avraham Avinu went on earth, and Avraham Avinu went here on this planet and showed everyone that Hashem is not only up there, he's down here. He's Elokei HaShamayim VeElokei Ha'aretz. So Avraham made Hashem known that Hashem is everywhere. Enoid Mulvadoi. So that's Yehoyada, which could be a shaychus to the parasha, because that's what Avraham Avinu does. And in this parasha, of course, we read about Avraham Avinu's patira. As Svarim tell us, that when you learn in a parasha about the patira of a tzaddik, so it's like you're there with the tzaddik. When Talmidim used to surround the bed of the tzaddik when he was passing away, and you could be makabel then, they say the Chassam Sofer wrote a letter to one of his contemporaries that he was so upset that he wasn't there when his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, passed away. He wasn't in the room. He said, because if I would have been there, I could have been zeichet to pishnayim. Like Elisha says when Eliyahu left, v'hino pishnayim beruch achalei, a Talmud could be zeichet to even double of what his Rebbe had in this world if he's there when the neshama leaves the world. So this I also heard from Rabbi Wolfson Shlita, who said that Parshas Chayesara, we experience the Petira of Sarah and the Petira of Avraham. And actually, David HaMelech took us to have Tyrus v'HaMelech David Zakein. So he says, this Shabbos, we can all be Zeichet to Pishnayim, I'll call upon them, Beruchnias, from Avraham and Sarah, who are our forebearers. Avraham, who brought Yediyas HaLakus to this world. So the Pesach of Gan Eden, Maris HaMachpelah, which is where we enter, to enter Gan Eden, to reach Olam Haba. Olam Haba is where we become connected to Hashem, Chevroim, Miloshen Chibur, Chibur Nun. Nun, kol, nun. That's where we get. That's where we can be the closest to Hashem at possible. Is going to be in Olam Haba. That's Yehoyada. Yehoyada means knowledge of Hashem. So it starts in Parshas Chayesara as we enter the great month of Kislev. We complete Mar Cheshvan, which Mar Cheshvan so far is a month of Golus. It's a month of Akrav. It's a month of Okar Bayis. We weren't Zoichi yet to the Iker Bayis, as the Bnei Yisrael said. True, Chanukas Bayis Hashlishi will be in Mar Cheshvan, and there's still time for that. It's Chav Beis tonight. There's still a week to go for Mar Cheshvan to be the month in which we can experience the Chanukas Bayis Hashlishi, which is going to be in Cheshvan, as mentioned last week from the Bnei Yisrael, based on the Yalkut and Melochi. But the Chanukah, the Kislev, is where the Chanukah actually happened. The Chanukah of the second Beis Hamikdash, Chanukah time. That's why it's called Chanukah, one of the reasons. Chanukah of A, but also Chanukah, Miloshen Chanukah, was in Kislev. So we go from Cheshvan to Kislev, it's from Golas to Geula, from Gniza to Gilui, from concealment. Cheshvan is concealment, Akrav, concealment, Bul, Mazel, Bul, Bilbul, to Kislev, Mazel, Keshes, Revelation, Gilei Or HaGonis, where we be Zaychataka, to spend this Chanukah together with Melech HaMashiach and experience all the Oiros, Gan Eden, Olam Haba, and everything that comes with it already from the beginning of Chodesh Kislev, and now as we end Cheshvan, we could also experience that or because it's already Shabbos with Orchim Kislev, and it's 30 days before Chanukah. It will be Zeichet to all of that very, very soon.